Chapter 84, The Resurrected Christ Appears. On reaching Jerusalem, the two disciples entered at the eastern gate, made their way through the narrow streets by the light of the rising moon, and went to the upper chamber where Jesus had spent the last evening before his death. Here they knew their brethren were to be found. The door was securely barred. They knocked for admission, but no answer came. All was still. Then they gave their names. The door was carefully unbarred, they entered, and another, unseen, entered with them. Then the door was again fastened, to keep out spies. The travelers found all in surprised excitement. Voices in the room said, "The Lord has risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." Then the two, panting with haste, told how Jesus had appeared to them. Some were saying that they could not believe it, for it was too good to be true, when another person stood before them. No stranger had knocked for entrance, no footstep had been heard. The disciples were startled. Then they heard the voice of their master, clear and distinct, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, "Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself; handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, "Have ye here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish, and of an honeycomb. And he took it, and did eat before them. Then were the disciples glad, when they saw the Lord. Faith took the place of unbelief, and they acknowledged their risen Savior.